Blog Talk Radio.
Let us all bow our heads. Raise your sticky grenades in the air, your controllers.
Now, yes.
Today is all about Gamer Mecca. So I know it wouldn't support me.
Likewise, we need to change our title.
Oh my God, okay, yeah, it's been a busy morning, people.
Yes, man, we've been grouping stuff, we've been gathering news, and trying not to lose your voice, which...
I am, like, all kinds of excited. There is all kind of scandal. This is going to be the most scandalous E3 ever. The stuff with Microsoft? Oh, yeah, we're going to get into this morning. It is so delicious. I don't even know where I'm trying to click. I need to change this. Did you change it already?
I did not.
Okay, I'm going to take care of it. I'm already over there. Good morning to you lovely people.
Good morning.
If you do not follow our Facebook page, the Gamer Girls Radio page, not our individual pages, but our Gamer Girls Radio page, you're missing out. We've already started posting some pictures up. We have you all out there working hard. He looks angry. He didn't sound angry on the phone when he called in a little while ago, but he looks very upset. I think I'd be scared to run across him at E3 and be like, yo, man, just take my controller. It's okay. Don't hurt me. Take it. It's okay. And, of course, a lot of you, thank you for those of you who've been sending in some of the juice for the scandal. Oh, my God, over the weekend. I came back to a whole bunch of links via our page going, did you see this? And, of course, did you see the argument that I got into with somebody over the weekend?
No. I was chasing around a bunch of toddlers, but I'm going to go look right now.
I figured that you didn't see that because I said Ginger's awfully quiet that she didn't jump in the middle of this because...
Ginger was fairly disconnected almost all of this weekend.
Which is unheard of, Ginger.
Oh, my God, is that our year old? That's our year old! Oh,
that's
my
our
God!
Year- yeah, that's our year old.
He does not look happy. Year old, you're an E3, what the hell?
Trust
Smile,
me.
Dude.
Trust me, he is quite elated. He called and he sounds like he is over the moon. This is his first E3. Your first one, the first hour or so, you're excited until, yeah.
So I'm looking for this argument.
Well, one of our lovely fans, gamer sisters, asked for comments. Huh?
Is this Twitter or Facebook?
It's on Facebook. She asked for comments about how people felt about the Xbox One, and it became a free-for-all there. I can't find it. I think it's going, it's so far back. I'm going to find it during the show because I'm still having to scroll. I think I got it. I'm going to give Ginger a link so she can, this will be interesting. We can kind of bounce back and forth of this while we do the news because, y'all, I'm telling y'all, we're not going to cover all the news this hour. We'll be back on, I think, at some point during the day when you're all able to leave the Microsoft conference. And I don't know if the Ginger is feeling up to streaming the live Microsoft conference, but if she is, we'll be here. And if not, you just watch for our comments on Facebook. You know I'm going to be saying some stuff. So it's been a really... Did I give you the link? Did I just give you the link, Ginger?
Yes. I'm... Oh, good Lord. This was a good one.
It was. It got ugly.
First comment, Danny Keener, don't make me slap the bejesus out of you. A gay is not a derogatory word. Stop it.
Wait a minute. Who is Danny? I don't think I see
Danny Keener is like at 11:20 a.m. is the first person to comment on it, and he's like, fake and gay. Gay is not derogatory.
Oh,
stop it.
Don't do that. Oh, God, there's way more comments. There's 82. Okay, so I'm not even seeing all of it. I think I left at some point.
I know. I had to, whoa.
Now, the person that I was having the really back and forth with, his name is Adam. And you can go and you know, I'll reshare this on our own page so you guys can read it if you want to. I'll call it the Xbox One Explosion. my.
You don't have to play only one console. No, I don't have to only play one
console.
Yeah, I
knew you.
If I'm going to spend $600 plus a monthly fee, the damn thing, it better work all the effing time. I don't care if my internet is out. I should be able to play my first-person game.
Yeah, so we're hoping that today that they tell us that it is a lie or they're planning to drop it. But my that was one of my gripes with this particular person and a lot of you gamers out there, that you have a lack of empathy. I don't know if it's just because of your upbringing. You've never had anything happen to you. You've never been in the middle of a storm. You've never experienced any hardship, and you just don't understand that not everybody has internet 24/7 or can't afford it. We keep talking about this over and over, and then our troops is a big deal for me. Gingers, you know, has family members and loved ones in the military, so did I. And so does Snow, and so does Blaster. So, and I believe you all has a relative in the services. So, I hold our servicemen and women in highest regard. And the least we can do is allow them to play their Xbox.
Yeah, because I knew several of them that were over there. They they chipped in together and all rented access to a global satellite kind of thing, so they could get internet down there in the camp where they were at. And it was like 10 of them did it. And then they had their own private WoW server, which is, of course, illegal. But that was the only way they could play.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't get a reliable connection. So I'm thinking, you know, if this had been something on a console they were trying to play and couldn't get a connection, they may not get a connection for a week or two. So you're saying they can't play in their downtime, this time that they need to recuperate and come back to humanity after they've seen these atrocities?
Yeah. So I had that gripe with him, and then he gave my female gamers will get this. I got the girl treatment, and I saw it coming because I've been doing this for so long. If you read further down, and like I said, some of you guys won't get it, but we girls know the second this starts to happen. Well, I've been following. I follow many gaming sites, so I would know. And then I had to flex back.
You have no idea what we read all.
Well, no,
his
mistake was he did not check to see who he was speaking with. Is what the problem was. So once I told him, you will notice he quickly backed off. No, don't ever do that when you're talking with a female gamer. Think that you have to try to flex your muscles, just if you feel like you're losing.
But you have a vagina, so they're so excited to know anything about gaming.
He didn't say it, but that's usually how it starts. And those of you guys that, you know, you're like, how did
she
know?
What he was thinking, though.
Yeah, that's exactly how it started. That's why he went to I visited many gaming sites, and I'm like, I own one. What? So,
now, yeah. Bitch, but now.
Yeah, that's what Snow said, verbatim. You two are awful.
Hey, at least I didn't exactly say the word. I changed it up. But yeah, seriously, what the hell's wrong with you people?
I don't like what's being said. I don't like it at all, and I'm hoping that none of you like it. It's not a matter of this person that I was speaking with on Facebook kept saying, "Well, you're whining, and you people are whining." If it was just that the graphics weren't great, I wouldn't care. I'd be like, it's either I'm gonna pick it up or I'm not, because I'm not a big thing on the graphics. But my thing, this internet and this Kinect thing is a deal breaker. I cannot stress it enough. And those of you who are saying, oh, it's not so bad, it is bad. It is inevitable that something is going to happen in your household that you don't want anybody to see, that everybody's going to see because of that Kinect being on all the time. It's going to happen. There's going to be mess-ups and screw-ups the first few days. It just happens every time you have a new console. I think Nintendo's one of the few that managed to launch, not the Wii U, but the Wii, pretty much glitch-free. We didn't have any issues. And some of you are like, well, that controller thing. No, that was you. That wasn't them. the Wii launched and had literally virtually no problems. I didn't hear anything. But so that's a rarity that happens, that you launch and you have no problems. So there's going to be stuff that goes wrong. It could be your Kinect can't turn off when you get it. You download an update that screws up your stuff, or a combination of games together may unlock the time-space continuum. I don't know. Just being funny. But time-space continuum. Something.
Time-space continuum. Oh, my God. But timey-wimey stuff.
Wow. Yeah. You gotta be aware of that. So there's something they got to do different. But anyway. Okay. So the scandal. I'm going to start off with the scandal. If my agenda, do you mind?
You may start off. Let me get it going for you.
But no. That's the video for that one. Don't show that one yet.
Okay.
This is juice. I want to thank the Sparkly Vampire for sending this over to me. Thank you. He knows who he is. Thank you, Sparkly Vampire. All right. So you guys know that big happening. Everybody's arguing about the Xbox One as we just were discussing it. Well, apparently on Reddit, there was some Microsoft employees that were making positive posts about Xbox One as part of their job.
Oh, I did see that.
They did.
And I did want to comment on it, but I was I got quickly distracted by a bunch of munchkins.
Yeah, and Reddit went through and deleted every one of them. Oh, my God. They pulled every single one of them down.
Good. Good. They shouldn't be effing doing that.
Oh, that's not the worst of it. That was a lighter side of the scandal. I was like, okay, well, I expect you to get paid. You got to defend your company. They're paying you to do so. I've had to do that even when I don't agree with what the company's doing. They're paying me, okay? Almighty dollar rules all. I got to eat.
Mm-hmm.
This is where it gets really bad. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Microsoft is supposedly, allegedly, paying third-party publishers to not show PS4 games at E3 2020.
What? Oh, my God. Stop it. That's not playing fair. That is playing dirty. And you just don't want them to show up because you know your piece of crap is an effing piece of crap. And nobody wants. I'm going to be wagging my finger. You can't even see it.
She, yes. Oh. She's doing the neck and the finger. Oh, my God.
Oh. Microsoft, I got two birds for you. You want to guess which ones they are?
Oh, my goodness.
Wait. I'm buying your stuff.
Okay, so.
I may even change the like.
Now, here's the rest of the juice. Here's the juice. Okay, so in order to gain the upper hand on Sony, Microsoft is supposed to be resorting to paying a lot of money, they said, to third-party publishers so that they won't show their PlayStation 4 games on stage or at actual booths. And this report came from a source on NeoGAF, and they posted a lot of they have posted a lot of true rumors in the past, so there might be some validity to this. It's possible that Microsoft is resorting to such tactics. You know, they were ahead of E3 and probably even today. The company emphasized that at the event, it's only going to focus on games for the Xbox One. So it could try to create a false sense that there's more games coming to the Xbox One than the PS4 by, you know, of course, forcing you to only see, you know, if you only see the Xbox One demo running, you think, you don't generally, most people, gamers don't generally go and say, is this on every console? We would ask that, but if you only have one or in your house or you're only planning on getting one, you see the Xbox One when you're going to, oh, this is on Xbox, you're not going to ask for the other one. I'm just like, Xbox, I hope this is not true.
I hope you'll burn.
There's comments. Reddit says Xbone is destined for failure if they keep this up. It's if it isn't doomed already. Somebody's calling them Xbots now. Ooh, Xbox, go home. Bots, B-O-T-S. Yeah. Again, but this is allegedly.
I'm so mad.
This is allegedly. Supposedly, we don't know for sure. We will keep our eyes on the NeoGAF for further details. Another interesting thing I ran across this weekend. Actually, Trixie posted this. You guys know Trixie, and if you don't, you're probably super, super young. We've had her on our show, but Trixie was one of the you know, people that helped 360 become what it became. Trixie 360, please do not harass her, and she is not afraid to have some choice words. She's not that kind of chick. She will cuss you out. Don't follow her and say something crazy. Yeah, but she was mentioned in an article written by, we're going to start becoming friends with these people, Co-Optimus. I like you guys' website, co-optimus.com. And they did an article. They're saying that, you know, Microsoft needs to basically at this point accept that they've made huge mistakes and learn from them. Stop still, because they're still trying to, as far as we know, up until we hear something later today, they're still trying to push all this on us, saying, no, it's the Kinect, it's okay if it's on. And we're saying, no, we're pushing back. Most of us are anyway.
No, it's not okay. I don't want to be spied on.
Go ahead and say sex on the couch.
What if there's going to be sex on the couch? What if I'm walking around naked?
Yeah, so that you go over and read that and you see all the things that...
Somebody wants to hack into your Kinect. You don't know that.
Yeah, we don't think
that. But it'd be so hard. Just because it's hard doesn't mean they won't.
So all the things that they did right, they did so well last gen with the console. We got the indie channel. We got... a ton of new games that came out as a result, you know, the Xbox Live Arcade. We got our community things. We got where they were, community events, and they did it with everybody. They offered to do it with us. We never could get our stuff together at that point in time, so we never did one, but we were always asked. so they created this wonderful thing, a community. Also, there used to, and I'm so sad Ginger never got to take part because you would have loved this. Trixie had also created, they had a section, Xbox Gamer Chicks. We had our own little icon and everything for your gamer tag on Xbox Live. So didn't it make you want to play when you know I got something special that?
Yeah.
So had your own little icon, and it was all, you know, girl gamers, all girl gamer sites. We were all together. We were sharing and caring, and it was just nice, beautiful. Being able to talk and see just how many of us there are, because people always think there's no women gamers. But all this stuff, like when Trixie left, they disbanded it. And that was a huge community. I'm telling you, it was ginormous, and probably was one of the bigger mistakes they made. And it just kept snowballing downward from there. And I think I was a mentor at one point, and then I got a letter saying, we're discontinuing the mentor program. And I was like, why would you do that? That is a wonderful thing to have. Somebody new on Xbox that gets a special welcome from somebody saying, I'm going to play with you because you're maybe brand new to Xbox. You've never owned one before. And you don't know anybody. You know, maybe you got friends that live around the block. But maybe you have games that you want to play here that your friends don't. And there's people there that do play these games, and you could go find them. I was like, this is why I say I feel abandoned. They just kind of threw us by the wayside.
No, they ran us over, backed up, and did it again.
So I hope, I'm keeping my fingers crossed for you guys today. I have too many friends that work at Xbox. I'd like for them to keep their jobs because I like to go visit them. They feed me when I visit Seattle. I would like to eat and stuff when I go up for PAX. I don't want to be helping them look for new jobs. Can y'all do something, please? Fix this? I don't want that to happen. Anyway, so Ginger, run the trailer. This one has no story. I just got this morning and went like, oh my God, because we all are waiting for this bad boy.
All right, let me get it up for you. Let me get it up.
Hot. I haven't seen all of this yet, so I'm going to go nuts too. I have talked most of the show, haven't I?
You have. Let me
see. I had some juice.
Oh, it's got sound. Let me turn it up just a little bit.
Just give him just a little bit of sound.
Look at the office. Yeah, and I'm totally crunching stuff in y'all's ear.
I thought it was part of the trailer. I was like, that's interesting. Why is that right there? Why would they put that sound there?
My bad.
Look at how gorgeous that game is.
It's beautiful.
Why is mine frozen? Okay, there it goes. Look at that.
It's just amazing.
The light, it looks so realistic. I actually just squinted then because the sunlight looks so real when it's shown into the camera. Look at that, guys. Look at how far we've come with our games. Yeah, Jay is screaming, Watch Dogs for the win in the room. Yes. And again, you haven't
it
seen this anywhere.
It looks so effing real.
Yep.
Well, I guess this part is real. It's live action.
No, this is not real. This is the game. This is the gameplay. That's why I went absolutely bonkers when I saw it.
Holy stuff.
Gorgeous, ain't it? This is if you're gonna show us all this beauty next gen stuff. Do it. See,
okay,
and
you're right. I see it. The hair that they were a bit off.
Yeah, it's very hard to distinguish between, you know, with this one, but it's just barely you can tell it's not. But it is gorgeous. I am blown away. I cannot wait to play this. Maybe Netflix and I are planning to rake yards or something. I don't know. But we got to have this one.
I do all kinds of things to him.
Right? Love a man hiding his face in a nice long coat. Oh, and he's got on the gloves. Yeah, that means somebody's going to get hurt. Somebody's going to get punched. Oh, my God, he has one of those. I love those. The Kenpo stick. I love it. Oh, I love it. Okay.
Oh, hey, how you doing, sexy? Go and slide right across that table. That's fine.
That is right nice. Very, very nice. Oh, okay. Now I forgot we were Peggy 18, but you guys know during this day. Very, very nice. Cannot wait to play this one. Again, we'll be probably doing this all day. As soon as we get in trailers, I will share them with you because you're not going to get to see them all when you watch the Microsoft press conference or the Nintendo press conference.
Oh, my God. He just turned the electricity off in, like, the entire town.
Yes. That'd be hot.
See, and he was nice. He did not kill whoever the person was.
He's just disarming them, incapacitating them.
Accused of human trafficking. Wow.
I was just, there's an app for that. Yes, there is. So are you blown away yet? Do you want to play?
I want to play this. Oh, yeah, it's coming to the PS4.
That's right.
Awesome. Oh, and the Wii U. Did anybody see that? Wii U right there.
Yes, and it's going to be awesome on the Wii U because it has that extra gameplay. And these guys look like they got a little oomph behind them, so they're hopefully going to do something amazing with the Wii U, so it'll be a different gameplay. I would imagine, you know, that little pad thing that pops up 3D will be actually accessible via your little pad on the Wii U. That's what I would imagine. So that you actually can do the finger movements. That's what I would do, at least, if I was designing.
Hell yeah. Oh, my God.
It'd be awesome. So
that is amazing. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm over here drooling over this. So,
Look, are you blown away? I am.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, Redbox. Redbox wants to have a conversation, apparently.
Ooh, I imagine so.
Sorry, hit my headphones there. DVD and video game rental company Redbox, who Corey just loves, has launched a website to encourage consumers to come and discuss Sony and Microsoft's rental policies for games on the respective next generation consoles. Oh. Hey, what do you think, Microsoft? Other people want to have conversations. Oh. Microsoft and Sony are set to host their E3 press conferences later today. Which, no, I don't know if I want to watch the Microsoft one, but I definitely want to watch the Sony one. Microsoft has already indicated that it will let publishers decide if used games can be used on the console, but Microsoft has not indicated how the new system will handle rentals. The leading video game rental sources in the country, Redbox and Gamefly, are not publicly, who wrote this, commenting on Microsoft's used game policy and how it may affect their future. But if you want to get involved in the conversation, they have it up at gamingfuture.net. Judging by what Microsoft has said already and done on Reddit, you dirty dogs, video game rentals will not be supported at the launch of Xbox One crapola. Hopefully Microsoft is singing a different tune by the end of the week once they get their butts pounded by people with baseball bats and angry shoes and... companies like Redbox and Gamefly are going to take a serious hit to their businesses. And if Sony takes a similar position, it could be a 1-2 knockout punch for the video game rental sector. God, I hope not. I really hope not. Because I know Corey has Redboxes that rent the good games. My Redbox seems to have, like, a couple of Wii games that I've never heard of.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Skylanders 8. The Calling.
And I'm like, I don't want to play those. So, Redbox, if y'all could get on that and get some better games in my Redbox, that'd be great. Thanks.
That's one of the things I was arguing with about in that thread. I was like, there's going to be a huge loss of jobs. The people at Redbox, Gamefly, and even Blockbuster, who has a little fledgling game rental service, all those people are going to lose
Microsoft
their jobs.
Microsoft is bad for the economy!
Yeah. It's goodness gracious. I can't believe, I think, yeah. I couldn't believe what I was hearing from some of you. Well, mostly him, that one person. Just apathy, saying if you're a gamer, you'll buy it. This has nothing to do with gamer. We're supposed to be a community.
Yeah, trust me, I've got one that's on my timeline that's doing the same stuff. And
yeah.
I refuse to argue anymore.
We are a community. We have to stick together.
It's not spying on you. It's not doing any of this stuff. Just because they've got all the patents doesn't mean they'll do it.
That means exactly what they're going to do. People don't buy patents and just keep them. Just sit on it. They use them.
Apparently, companies do. They just buy patents and don't use them for whatever reason.
I don't know what crack you're smoking, but yeah.
I don't know.
You stop it, Jay. They have more than six games on the Wii U. Be nice.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Uh-oh. Did you get something? Juice come up? Juice?
Sort of. All right, so it's two stories run together. Let me see if I can get them situated. Employees describe hellacious work environment at Trendy Entertainment.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there was an investigative report over at our frenemies of Kotaku, at Kotaku, describing the hellacious working environment at Florida-based game development studio Trendy Entertainment. The studio is best known for creating the popular Dungeon Defenders game. We saw them at RTX. And is currently working on the sequel, Dungeon Defenders 2. Most of the complaints about the toxicity of working for the studio seem to be related to Trendy president, Jeremy Stieglitz, whose former and current employees describe as sexist, combative, angry, and generally responsible for creating a work environment where employees are afraid to speak their mind about anything for fear of reprisals and termination.
Uh-oh.
Not cool. The report, which is based on internal communications, as well as interviews with current and former employees, paints a horrific picture of a management that hires women at a lower rate than men, fires senior development staff for disagreeing with the company's president.
Oh, my God.
Employees work 12 hours a day and sometimes 7 days a week, doesn't allow for pre-production, and at the directive of the company's president, demands that features found in League of Legends be incorporated into its current development focus, Dungeon Defenders 2. Worst of all, the very team that is developing the game is not allowed to provide input on game development. Instead, the entire development team takes its direction and marching orders from the company's president. Many of the employees that spoke out said that they are seriously considering leaving if things don't change. Management knows this to be the case and recently called a meeting to talk about the company morale, but there's no indication that the elephant in the room, the way over oppressive Trendy's president, was not discussed. Employees hope that by speaking out to the media, things will change. Well, nope. We got a little update on this. The IGDA has issued a statement about the situation over at Trendy.
They need to be quiet. You need to stop hiring. That's what you need to do.
Oh, my God. I'm on. There is a Durex massage commercial where two people are having sex on this page.
We can't see it. We can't see anything.
That's good. That's good. I mean, I was like, what the hell am I seeing over here?
Oh, wait a minute. I may stand corrected. Wait a minute. No, that's a commercial. Thank God. Woo!
The IGDA says, while we have no direct knowledge of the situation, if the media reports on the working conditions at Trendy Entertainment are accurate, the IGDA's stance is very clear. We know, as has been well documented, that extensive overtime is not only ineffective, not only ineffective from the point of view of productivity, but is also destructive to employee morale. Studios engaging in excessive overtime injure the reputation of the entire game industry, preventing top talent from entering and remaining in game development and harming the goodwill of other studios that work rigorously to ensure quality of... Oh, good. What are up with these ads? Stop it! Rigorously to ensure quality of life for their developers. Furthermore, we believe that gender discrimination of any type has no place in the workplace. Hell yeah! And is completely unacceptable.
Unacceptable. You hear that? That's unacceptable.
Mm-hmm. As with excessive overtime, creating an environment that is hostile or discriminatory against anyone, whether via race, gender, or sexual orientation.
Did you just say race, gender?
Gender, sexual orientation, or other means only further reduces morale and creates an atmosphere that can hinder the successful retention of talent and creation of games that appeal to a wide variety of gamers. In other words, IGDA is watching you, and so is the entire world. Do the right thing. Do not be a douchebag. Because I swear to God, if I go to RTX this year and this turns out to be true and I see you there, I'm going to call you a douchebag to your face. You better believe it. Corey will come protect me.
Uh-oh.
What?
Ural is reporting he's having some issues.
He says
he couldn't get into the actual MS conference, but he says they're streaming it in the media room.
Why couldn't he get in?
It's packed. Everybody's waiting to see what they're going to say, if they're going to say anything good. So,
Raul.
Raul? Oh, that was the worst slip of the tongue ever.
That was. All right, dude, you've got to be waiting like hours before.
Yeah, I did tell him I messaged this morning and said, why are you not already in there, dude? You got to be there early. It's his first one. He doesn't know. Okay, it's actually going on now.
Do we have a stream? I can play it in the background.
We may have to borrow somebody else's here because it looks like they're not playing right on the E3 website. Wait a minute, what time is it Pacific Daylight Time?
11:29, so it's, they're 2 hours behind us, 9:29?
Yep, it's already going on.
Yep, if you can find me a link. Stand by, okay. While we work all this fun stuff out for you peoples.
Wait a minute. Okay, these guys are not... Okay, I think it's still pre-show. They're not actually started. We're going to borrow GameSpot's only because why not?
Yeah.
Okay, in the meantime, while we wait, you can watch the pre-show there. I'm actually going to pop by their site and see if I can grab it from there. I'd rather grab it from there because it's going to be delayed through a GameSpot. You're going to get cut, by the way. Okay, so...
Is he dinging you?
No, he just told me. He says, I walked. He says, I'm tired already. I told him he would be. I told him he would be. This is not a small venue when you go there. Not at all.
I wish I could have gone. That'd have been awesome.
Yeah. Darling, next year. Next year you'll be there.
Next year. We'll be at PAX too.
We still got time for PAX.
Copy link location.
That one's going to be a little more difficult. See, we had it made for E3 if we could have gotten there because he's right across the street, literally staying across the street from the convention center. As in, walk outside and there you go.
Where's my video for this?
I do not know. Did it not pull up a video for you?
I see the black square. Hold on. Maybe it's me in Firefox. Firefox, F-U-U, I have Google Chrome. Paste and go. Stop. All right. We got some kind of commercial. Let me see if I can mute the commercial.
All right.
It's my turn.
It's your turn. Go for it.
Okay. What have I got? Scourge of War, The Charge for Brandy Station. I was going to show you some pictures, but I'm not going to because I want to have the stream in it instead. the latest expansion of the series is coming soon to the store. Matrix Games and Nordsoft Dev announces the up. Oh, that's loud. Is there a thingy? I don't want it too loud. Okay. Anyways, announced the upcoming release of Brandy Station, the latest expansion for the definitive American Civil War grand tactical war game of this generation, Scourge of War, on June 9th, which was yesterday. Oh, crap, today's the 10th. I got to call my sister. Happy birthday, sister, if you're listening.
Aww.
June 9th, 1863 at 4:30 a.m., the largest cavalry, the Battle of the American Civil War, the Battle of Brandy Station began. It was one of the earliest battles of the Gettysburg Campaign, fought by the Union cavalry under Major General Alfred Pleasonton against Major General Jeb Stuart's Confederate cavalry. Pleasonton launched a surprise dawn attack on Stuart's cavalry at Brandy Station, Virginia, despite the advantage of surprise, and after an all-day fight with alternating fortunes, the Union forces retired. Tactically, the battle was drawn, although arguably Stuart could claim victory as he held the field at the end of the day. However, for the long-term progress of the war, the outcome of the battle was a significant milestone since it signaled the demise of the Confederate cavalry's dominance in the war. All right, so, it's released in commemoration of the 150th anniversary of the Civil War, which changed the fate of the North America, and is sure to satisfy any strategy aficionado of the period. I do not have a price, so I can't tell you how much it is, but again, it's called Scourge of War, The Charge for Brandy Station. Ta-da-da-da!
All right. Well, apparently, this is funny because what Microsoft's doing to indie developers, but a game, State of Decay, weren't we talking about this game? Wasn't it supposed to be on Ouya or something? It's about the zombies and the apocalypse and some.
Seems right.
Yeah, okay, so it's out now, and it sold 250,000 copies in just 2 days on Xbox Live. The pace has only been bettered by Minecraft. It's the only game that's sold faster than that. Simon Parkin's review of State of Decay will be published tomorrow morning, if you know who Simon is, because we didn't get a copy. State of Decay has smashed all kind of records. It's the only game that ever sold more on X. I already said that. Why do y'all do that? Stop sending me crazy stuff. State of Decay is, of course, made by Undead Labs and published by Microsoft Studios, which will no doubt be giving the game a big push on Xbox Live right before they tell him to heave-ho. Undead Labs is the studio formed by Jeff Strain. He once led WoW, as in World of Warcraft development, before he leaves to create ArenaNet and Guild Wars. Yeah, that guy. His master plan with State of Decay was to turn it into an MMO. Of that, he's made no secret. State of Decay was known as Class 3 while in secret development. Class 4, the next game, will be that MMO. An Xbox One game, no doubt. State of Decay selling as it is, all parties involved will take this as vindication about the road ahead. I would not so much because you know, we got to see what they're going to do first. I wouldn't mind having an what is going on? Why am I hearing music? Do you hear music? Yeah, I'm hearing music.
I hear something, but I'm not.
Yeah, they're about to start the press conference. Yeah, so we got to see what Microsoft's going to do
so
first.
That's why it's black right now. Okay.
Yeah, when hopefully State of Decay, if it is an MMO, they'll go ahead and switch to PC because, yeah, I don't know if it's going to make it here. So let's see if Microsoft can manage to pull this out of their hat. Hopefully you're watching along with us. If you need a link, tweet us. We'll send one to you.
They got to pull it out of their hats. That's it. Out of their hats.
Well, I wouldn't mind
the body
a zombie.
Part I would have gone.
Yeah, well, we can't say that one. I wouldn't mind a zombie MMO at all, where it was a constant fight. You know, you had your whatever you want to call it, your guild, your home base. You had to defend and that type of business. Are you seeing this trailer from Kojima? Hideo Kojima.
No, did you give me one?
Well, no, it's on there. They're streaming it for some reason. Xbox. Well, they're tooting their horns. They're tooting their horns. They're trying to get it done.
Hold on, let me refresh the page.
Let me turn on my closed captioning. I don't normally use closed captioning, but by the way, that's another good geeky job. If you can type really fast, they are always hiring for a closed captionist. Did you know that? And they pay really well.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you have to look hard for them. Y'all would be amazed at the jobs I run across on the internet, places and things I find. Anyway, State of Decay doing very, very well on Xbox Live at present, but we will see if it's able to stay after this, because who knows what they're going to do. Who knows what's going to happen. And it doesn't look like it's going to be on PS4, whereas Thief, one of my favorite games that's coming out, will be on PS4. Square Enix is not crazy. they're like, this is nice and everything, but we need to make sure. We saw the backlash. We're going to go ahead and make this for PC and PlayStation 4 just in case.
Why you no work? Hold on, let me see if it's going to work over on my other viewer. Test and go. What? Test and go. That's not what I wanted. Hold on. Copy link location. Test and go. So it's all like, you need the Flash client or something. I don't know what's going on. There we go, finally. Finally. Finally I got it. Okay. There's the sound. It's buffering. All right. So, but it is there. It is there. Okay, so it's my turn, right?
Sí, mamacita, sí.
All right. Holland Sebastian, the senior equity... Oh, good Lord.
I'm going to need you not to. See, Microsoft is boring ginger already. They lost her already.
F you, Microsoft. All right, so Colin Sebastian, the senior equity research analyst covering internet and interactive media for Robert W. Baird and Company, offers some interesting opinions on E3 next week, including yesterday's revelations about Microsoft on used games. This is a couple of days old, but you know what? We didn't get it to you, so we're getting it to you now. And a note to investors, the firm says that Microsoft's clarification on used games is a mixed bag for GameStop, raising concerns about publisher discretion and how it will impact GameStop's used game business. Despite these concerns, the firm believes it is still unlikely that publishers will block used games, but may position themselves to extract a retail fee. If they do that, we wonder how that fee will be dealt with. Will GameStop eat that cost and lose revenue, or will it pass the cost on to consumers? At first glance, we would not be surprised if publishers use the opportunity to ask for a revenue share, although we see it as unlikely that GameStop would agree to any meaningful fees given business model constraints and outsized market share. Almost 50% of Xbox fees given... Almost 50% of Xbox software sales. Without any change in trade and values, we estimate that every 100...
Wait a minute. Why is this chick naked? What game is this that I'm looking at? What girl goes out to a battle backless?
No.
What a half a bikini top on. Who does that?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I had to throw that out there. See, already. I don't know who did this game. You're already on my bad side. Go ahead, Judge.
Anyways, it would impact the used margin and would lower EPS by 10 cents to 15 cents. On digital distribution, Sebastian says that he expects Microsoft to announce a digital marketplace is likely still in the works. Microsoft did indeed confirm that games available at retail will be available the same day as a digital download. Sebastian also thinks that requiring consumers to connect the Xbox One to a network every 24 hours should not be a major issue with the majority of gamers. Are you kidding me? This is why you should stick to, counting pennies, because you're no good with gamers. Anyways, expect mixed headlines from E3. We remain cautious on the video game sector that you seem to apparently know nothing about, so SCFU, and expect choppy share performance on a mixed batch of headlines from the E3 conference. However, there continue to be potential positive catalysts later in the year, including return to positive comps in the fourth quarter and ongoing capital allocation. Apparently, that is Sins of the Father. Is that game?
I don't know. I am not happy about the naked chick.
Me either. Apparently, those are diamond miners. Oh, no.
That's Metal Gear Solid. That girl better not be in Metal Gear Solid. Maybe they switched up games because I didn't. Oh, hey there, Snake. How you doing?
Got the same face. Oh.
Kiefer Sutherland is doing that voice. That's what I'm talking about.
Phantom Pain Tactical Espionage Operations. Metal Gear Solid 5. That is Metal Gear Solid.
I'm going to need y'all to dress the chick, okay? And then we'll be all right. All right. Looks like we are about to get started here with the conference. Ooh. Are y'all ready to be upset?
Sure.
Oh, I gotta turn off this closed caption.
Do, 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 do. Wait, how do you turn on caption? So
that
I'll turn
the
it on
there.
So people can read it. There you go. There you go. You can have the closed caption on my screen.
The world is watching.
I'm already pissed off. Sorry. My bad.
It's all right. Now, for those of you listening on Blog Talk, probably in a little bit we're going to shut off here. So to continue, you just head over to our Twitch channel or our YouTube channel or our website where all that stuff is in one place and watch to your heart's content. Anyway, let me shut up. Hideo's English has gotten better.
I need to turn this up so I can hear it. I had it turned down because I wasn't sure if we were going to keep going with news or what we were doing, so.
Oh, really? my God, are you kidding me? You give us old games?
Players in 200 countries. A global online gaming phenomenon. Custom built Xbox 360.
I thought we were here to talk about the Xbox One.
No kidding, right?
I got confused. I was like, oh, I thought they said Xbox One was ready now. I mistweeted.
Irritated that they didn't call it the 720. 720 was so much cooler than the Xbox One crap.
I didn't like that they changed the name from the 360, from Revolution to 360. I thought Revolution was wonderful. You know, Start a Revolution was like built-in PR.
Yeah, exactly.
And some of you out there, gamers, this is where I tell you, stop being all wow. This is cutscene, and I don't even care if it's gameplay. I want to see what else it can do. I need you to demo for me the console. Of course, this is 360, so we already know what it can do. Jay says, cool, gold members get ridiculously outdated games for free. I concur, Jay. I already had both of those games. I am not interested in downloading them mine to keep for free.
No, I'd have much preferred they'd given me a way for my discs to actually work on the Xbox crap.
Oh my God, didn't we review that in the game? Didn't we review that game? And we were like, ew.
I don't remember, but
that sounds familiar.
Like,
notice no applause, people.
About this.
I'm not impressed at all. They need to stop. They're still talking about 360. That's not why we came.
Wait. Oh, I don't have it up on the screen. Somebody slapped me. My bad. There we go. I didn't have it up on the screen. Now it's up on the screen. Y'all gotta tell me when I'm being a dork. Like get shot for this. Anybody surprised this dude's German? Just saying. little brother. Except, of course, it never worked. But there was this book in my library back in elementary school that had, like, spells in it. And there was one that was supposed to, like, make your little brother go away. It never worked. I was very sad about that. Man, it would make him scream and cry. Yeah, it was horrible. I was so mean. Let me turn off that closed caption. "'Tis but a flesh wound." I'm not impressed. Just not impressed.
Yay, more cutscenes.
I know, right?
People. Jay is already going, no, no, no. What is wrong with you, Xbox?
Oh, come on, computer. Don't be doing this to me, computer.
Okay.
What is this? What is this? Oh my god, another game about Rome. Because we've never, ever had any games about Rome. Ever.
Bored now.
There was no gameplay there. Oh, wait. Wait, wait. No, no, no. This is cutscenes.
Bored now. What about a daughter of Rome, people?
I know, right?
Oh, right. Remember? Okay, we saw this at E3 last year, and we were asking what happened to it. So you pulled it back because you knew you were coming out with a new console.
We knew about the console last year, but...
Yeah, but this game was supposed to be out then, remember? This is the one where you were supposed to get up and do the sword fighting for real? Yeah, come on.
What is wrong with his eyes? Whoever did it, his eyes, you did something. I don't know what you did with it. It's not you.
His eyes are too big.
Oh, it's like they, it's like they had a glow or something.
Somebody watched too much 300. Come on, people. Show me something I can use. Let me see you play in it. What is the revolutionary about this? You're just showing me game footage. I can't. Yeah.
I don't know, yo.
Ooh, I lost my stream.
I don't like it. It's too choppy. I mean, I'm not talking about just the stream. I mean, the fighting is choppy. It's not.
Jay says the character needs to catch an arrow to the back of his head to get his attention.
Mm-hmm. My deal is I'm tired of these games that try to take on the whole Matrix effect, you know?
This is not even Matrix. This is 300 and Gladiator.
Well, I'm talking about, the whole slowing down the fighting, the scenes, you know?
Yeah, they did that in 300, too. They keep trying to replicate the feeling. Matrix was the Matrix. Let it go, people. Let it go. Xbox, why you no work?
Xbox, why gotta be such crap?
Anybody else bored now?
I'm bored. They're showing me nothing. Nothing that I want.
On Microsoft, and I don't like those buttons when you're flashing telling me what to press. Let me do it.
Exactly.
You know, Jay is saying he's not going to hate, he'll play it. But I want to see how you play it. Let me see you play it. Are you gonna, is it the Kinect going to be involved? What's, you know, they didn't show us anything. What the hell?
I don't know. It's even all that pretty. The graphics are kind of crappy and the gameplay really sucks. I give it a 2 out of 10 because it could have been a whole hell of a lot better and it wasn't.